Part 2 of the article, The 11 Best Australian Terms and Expressions. Thongs. Be very careful when using this term. Thongs, in Australian English, are rubber sandals which are more commonly called flip-flops. If you were to use this expression in the United States, they would be very confused because a thong in the US is small female underwear, which is also called a G-string. Ah! The beach sand is so hot here. You should have bought your thongs. Yeah, I always forget me bloody thongs. Fair dinkum. You'll probably hear the older generation of Aussies using this term. Fair dinkum is used when someone says something and you respond with surprise. It would be the same as saying, "Really? Did you see the footy last night? The Kangaroos beat the Eagles. Fair dinkum." Dunny. Many times I've said to my American friends, "I gotta go to the dunny," and they just look at me with a very confused look on their face. Dunny is another word for toilet. Hey, where's Robbo? He went to the dunny and hasn't come back yet. Fair dinkum, he mustn't be feeling too good. Spiffy or snazzy. Both of these words are alternatives to saying that something is new and in most cases of high quality. Check out my snazzy new thongs. Wow, they look pretty spiffy, mate. Where'd you get them? Pissed. The slang word piss is a vulgar way to say urinate. You'll probably hear the word used this way all around the world. In Australia, to say that you are pissed means that you are drunk. This can be confusing because in the US, if you're pissed, it means you're really angry. How was your night? Mate, I can't remember a thing, I was so pissed. I hope you weren't driving, it's so dangerous to drive pissed. Nah, I got a taxi home. Yobbo. And lastly, an Aussie yobbo. A yobbo is a stereotypical Australian who is always drinking a beer and talking about his old car. A yobbo is always wearing thongs and a flannel shirt, and most people consider them to be lazy. Although you're probably thinking it has a negative connotation to be a yobbo, surprisingly many people are very proud of it. G'day mate, how's it going? You want a beer? A beer? It's 11 AM. You're such a yobbo. Ah, cheers mate. So there you have it. 11 expressions you can apply into your vocabulary right now. Remember all of them and really impress the next Australian you see. Don't forget the importance of learning English. Not just British and American, but from other countries too. Learning language and learning about culture together is the most effective way to attain fluency. The good thing about learning English is that there are so many cultures that use it as their first language. You'll never run out of cool and interesting new ways to practice. Have you thought about South African English? I wonder how people speak in New Zealand.